playing a lot better competition than what we usually play.
You know, and you guys have had an incredible run all the way from the Pee Wees now all the way through high school. You guys have had an outstanding career started. It's by no means done. What do you hope to take away from the opportunity of being on the floor, doing the warm-ups? You're going to have the best seats in the house. You're going to be cheering on your brothers out there. What do you want to take away from that experience as you go forward? What can you hope to gain from that? You know, maybe it's not a chance to get on the floor as much as you'd like, but, boy, it's an opportunity to learn. What do you hope to get from that, Lee?
Oh, I mean, it'll be, like, it hasn't settled in yet that we're making state, but once we're walking out onto the court here in Albia cheer, that's when it'll, like, really hit us that we made it. And it'll make us hungry for next year and senior year, too, to try to get back and bring home gold.
There you go. Cameron, how about you? You know, it's again, Lee mentioned the crowd. You know, can you envision how big that crowd's going to be? It's going to be bigger than any crowd we've ever had in a home game. And what do you think that's going to feel like as you're going through warm-ups? Are you going to have a little legs get a little weak, or are you going to be ready to roll out there?
It'll be one of those moments where you just get the chills and realize how great of an opportunity this is.
Well, very good. And it is a very proud moment for this dad, certainly, and you guys know that. But I'm very proud of you guys. Appreciate the role you perform. No good team or great team can ever get where they go without the support guys that are there pushing them and crowding them each and every day. Take this opportunity, make the most of it, learn from it, and get better, and be ready to bring it again next year.
Yep, will do.
That's Cameron Stocker. And Lee, what any final words? Bro?
Thank you, Dan.
There you go. A couple of the super sophomores on this class helping support this Blue Demon squad, getting into the state tournament, doing a phenomenal job. Now let's go to Jason, who's actually caught up with another great group of kids that are helping support this team. Jason, take it away.
I'm with three guys right now that have really meant a lot to this basketball program, a couple of seniors and a junior here. And we're going to start with Aaron Ambrose, Preston Henderson, and then our junior Colton Dorpinghouse. But Aaron, we'll start with you. You know, you guys have not got a lot of starting minutes, a lot of minutes on the court, but as a senior, you've been really required to bring leadership. And part of that leadership is making sure the guys are prepared for every contest.
Yeah, I mean, Coach always tells us we got to get these guys prepared, and with scout team and a bunch of drills like that, we always have to prepare our team for our opponent, and we are looking to do a good job this week of getting our team prepared.
What's it mean to have this opportunity to go to Wells Fargo Arena?
Oh, it's a great opportunity. You know, I've been looking forward to going to the Well for a long time, and it's just great to get this opportunity on my senior year.
Aaron Ambrose, senior on the San Albia team, talk with senior Preston Henderson. Preston, if for you, buddy, the chance to get to be out on the big stage, Wells Fargo Arena, I guess I just asked Aaron, what's the thing that you're looking forward to most?
I've been dreaming to play there since I was a little kid, so.
Well, this team requires a lot of guys. I talk about the depth, and I'm talking to three guys that bring that amazing depth to this basketball team. And it reminds me, you guys remind me a lot of the 2007 basketball team, because they had a lot of guys that could play multiple places, and they had a lot of guys that were bought into being a part of the program. Maybe didn't get a lot of minutes on the court during game time, but guys that gave everything in practice, and you're part of that.
Yeah.
Preston Henderson, talk a little bit about how do you guys prepare, or the things that you're required to do to help get this team prepared.
We go in scout team. We practice as hard as we can, and then during the game, whenever someone takes a shot, we're up off the bench and cheering them on and stuff like that.
Preston Henderson, one of the star seniors on this Albia team. We're going to go over and meet up with junior Colton Dorpinghouse. Colton, this team is full of runners.
Yeah, they're fast. A lot faster than me sprinting. Maybe in distance, not so, but.
Well, talk about the important part that you play. You know, you're one of the guys that has to get this team, and you guys got to really work on getting not only your offense down, but in practice, well, you got to learn the other team's offense.
Well, everyone's got a role to play, and it just so happens that our role is to learn the other team's offense and play against our varsity squad as a scout team.
Talk about this team. What are the things that make this team special, Colton?
I think that we're all just bonded really close. Like, there's really no negativity going through during practice. Maybe a little frustration here and there, but it doesn't bother anyone as far as attitude-wise.
Think for you that you're most looking forward to getting out there on Wells Fargo Arena.
Just coming out onto the court and seeing all of our crowd just wearing blue on one side, just seeing how many people show up.
Colton Dorpinghouse, junior on the Albia team. Aaron Ambrose, we'll go back to our seniors here. Aaron, tonight when you were out there and getting ready to go, what are those things that maybe you guys as seniors are going to be talking about, getting these guys ready for the game?
Oh, you know, we want to talk about, this is our, we got to talk about this game. We got to get it done. And we got these, they got big guys. We got to box them out and looking to get forward and getting rebounds and running on our team.
Preston, buddy, a great career for you and a senior man to be a part of winning football, winning basketball, and winning everywhere around.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, Colton, buddy, you're getting warmed up for soccer. Can we make it a complete run to state here with soccer coming up shortly as well?
Oh, yeah. I think we've got a great shot. Same as the track team.
What's that thing you're looking forward to tonight that may say, hey, Albie's going to get the win?
Just how much we're going to out-hustle the other team.
Well, you heard it right there. Three guys that have done an outstanding job of helping make this team a better team. The depth that Dan and I talk about over and over again, and it is a part of these three guys here who have to do so much to help get this team ready. And then when they're called on, they go out there and they shine as well. We'll take a quick time out. Come back. You're listening to this KIC Sports exclusive Journey to the Well. Let's go now and see if we can catch up with Dan Stocker, who has found the elusive Brett Freshwater.
Thank you, Jason. Indeed, I have found Brett Freshwater. He was missing when we first recorded the interviews here, but I've caught him. He's just actually was rocking around the halls here, doing all the little things that you would expect those support guys to do. Brett, welcome to the pregame show. Congratulations on a great season and a great career. And you've got your team on the varsity level at Wells Fargo Arena. That's got to make you very excited.
Yeah, it just makes us want to keep pushing each other to get better and win the games.
You know, as one of those great super sophomores that we talked about earlier with the other two boys, you know, you guys have really had a great career starting in youth sports. As I mentioned earlier, I've had the privilege of coaching you guys a lot of times in basketball. I know one of your goals is to make it to Wells Fargo, but not maybe just as the support, but also as a player. But what do you view your role supporting that team? You're running scout a lot of time. What's that mean? What's that effort involved for you this year?
Well, we're just trying to give the varsity the best look we can to make them be prepared for all the games, and I think we're doing a good job because we're doing good this postseason.
I think that's safe to say, Brett. You know, you're going to be at Wells Fargo Arena. What have you thought about what it's going to feel like walking out on that court, doing those warm-ups that first time? We're going to have a huge crowd. It's a 6:30 start. It's a great opportunity for everybody from Albie to get up there. Have you thought about what that's going to feel like going on that floor? You've been up there, watched many games. What's that going to be like for you?
Oh, it'll be a good experience. It'll be loud up there, and everybody will be cheering for us. It'll be fun.
You know, I know it's kind of make you a little weak in the knees a little bit, but again, you talk about that really does lead well to get you that experience now. Next year, hopefully, you can be one of the first group of guys to come through and repeat. I know that's a lofty goal, and it's a long ways down the road, but what would that mean to you if you're able to come back next year as a contributor and a player on this team and get fortunate enough to go back to the well?
Oh, next year we'll have to put in good work over the off season and just keep getting better, and we should be back next year.
Well, there you go. Folks, that's Brett Freshwater, another outstanding super sophomore on the squad, doing his part getting this team to where it is and definitely contributing to this team, getting them to be ready to play tonight. Brett, what's going to be the final outcome here tonight?
Oh, we're going to win.
That's what I love, that optimism. I fully believe it, guys. If you know this team, you know these guys, you know they're capable of it. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the short timeout. You're listening to KIC's special coverage, Journey to the Dome. We'll be right back after the short timeout.
Our thanks go out to Steve and Leslie Goodlow for sponsoring Albia Blue Demon Sports here on Thunder Country KIIC. Your dial is set to 96.7, or maybe you're listening on the web at KIICradio.com. You can also download the KIIC Thunderbolt app to your mobile device and take us with you wherever you go. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Steve and Leslie Goodlow and many other fine sponsors.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we got a combined combined 124 years experience of serving Albion and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Welcome back, everyone, to this KIC Sports exclusive Journey to the Well. Dan Stocker, Jason Summers bringing you this pregame show, tip-off 6:35, and we're just moments away. But right now, we're talking about the amazing depth of this Albion team. We just talked, Dan, about to some of those guys that we will call support guys because they may not get minutes on the court during game time, but they're so important to making this team perform well game time.
Definitely, Jason. We heard from them that they talk about they take pride in really making the guys that are on the court better. They're taking the opportunity to grow their game and play against that great varsity competition. And you really heard a lot of sense of pride from those players as they are supporting those Blue Demons are on there. And which leads us right into this next round here of interviews that we've got are those guys who get a lot of minutes for this team off and on, their reserves coming in, and we're going to work all the way through that starting unit. But boy, what a great group of guys coming in now that really do see minutes on the floor, and they're being challenged by that support group each and every night in practice time.
Well, the depth of this team and the interchangeable parts, and a lot of guys don't get that starting nod, but they get lots and lots of minutes. And one of those guys is Dalton Peterson, and Dan caught up with Dalton. Let's go down to Dan.
All right, thank you. With me now is senior Dalton Peterson. Dalton, you're one of those players that come in and serves a huge role on this team, coming in as a reserve capacity, helping out at any moment's notice. We've seen you play large shares of minutes. We've seen you have sometimes diminished minutes, and yet each and every time you can tell you're always focused in every game. How is it that you're able to prepare yourself every game to be ready to go, and when you don't know sometimes whether your number's going to get called more or less, what are some of the things that you've done throughout the year that really keeps you focused? Because you definitely can see that.
Well, I just go in the game, I just keep my head up, and when I go in, I just do my roles. When Archie tells me to do, I do it. I just keep my head up and do the best of my ability.
You know, and I think having watched the program, and I try to pay attention to the players as we go along, from last year to this year, you can really see that your game has improved, and I know you've put a lot of time in the gym this offseason, as your teammates have, but do you see, or can you? I'm sure you do, but talk about the pride you have from knowing the work you put in has actually helped you this fall, helped this team to get to Wells Fargo Arena. Talk about what I assume is the sense of pride you have knowing that your part is making a big difference. And talk about that work you did in the summer.
Well, during the summer, we went to a lot of camps, and we bonded a lot. We went to Waldorf College. We did pretty good there, and we just bonded a lot, and we had a pretty good summer league. So.
As you look back as a senior now, you're kind of getting to the twilight of at least your high school career here, and that's always a bittersweet moment. But as you just specifically this season, what's one of the highlights you look back and say, boy, I'm going to always remember, this game, this play, this setup. What's that moment that if you had to write one thing down about this season, what are you remembering right now as of this moment?
Probably one of the district finals or probably the sub-state finals when we were holding up the flag. And I got emotional, so... It was a pretty good moment.
Well, it have to be. And again, it's that these moments don't happen every year. We don't have banners every year in the rafters here, and so it's special teams and special groups. And you referenced, too, earlier about the camps and the bonding. How important is it, do you think, that bonding and that ability for you to stick together, and especially when we go through a little drought during the season, have some losses that we didn't expect or didn't want, how important was that bonding in the summer to help you guys get through that in the tough times?
Well, if we make a couple of mistakes during the game, we just help each other, like, get our heads up, just tell each other good job, and give each other, like, that's about it.
Yeah. Now, coming into Western Christian Hall, I think it's a unique perspective for you as well as your other seniors. Your last games, and hopefully that's a plural, will be played at Wells Fargo Arena, and most teams, only 8 and 2A, get that opportunity. What's that mean to you to know that you're going to, whether it's one, two, or three games out there, what's that mean to you to know that you're going to be playing on Wells Fargo Arena, the biggest stage in Iowa at Class 2A state finals?
Well, I'll probably be really nervous. Be working hard. That's the first time we ever, my 4 years will be my first time ever actually working hard and earning the right to go down to Des Moines and work and, like, play in the Wells. So it'll be a pretty fun time.
Well, there you go, folks. Dalton Peterson is a star senior who performed such a huge role. We saw big games out of him all year long, certainly Davis County in the first round of district action for us. Dalton, I wish you nothing but the best. Be ready to go. We got some big timber out there tonight coming out of the ball game, and so I know you're going to be ready to take on whenever your number's called.
Yep, thank you.
You go. There you go. Dalton Peterson, again, doing a great job for this Blue Demon squad. Now let's go to Jason, who Jason, I think you've caught up with Luke Sarver. Jason, take it away.
With me now, star junior Luke Sarver. Wow, you know, this is hard to believe, but here we are again talking about another big event you guys have made to state in yet another sport.
You know, yeah, we talked, let's see, last spring we were going to state and track, a bunch of us were, then this fall, and don't forget baseball and cross country, but, you know, it's just a huge accomplishment for our school for to send all these sports in the past couple years.
When I look at this team, I look and I see, man, this is a team full of guys that can absolutely get out and run.
Yeah, that's one thing we like to do is, you know, most teams will have the size advantage on us, but, you know, we use our quickness and our foot speed to really get out there, but we'll always out-hustle and outrun most of the teams that we come up against.
Tonight, a big, strong opponent. Obviously, we know their ranking and all the other accolades that go with their team, but this is a team that's going to present some physical challenges for you on the inside.
Oh, definitely. They're 6'7", 6'8", you know. We just got to play strong and keep them out of the paint and stop dribble drive. And well, stop dribble drive, we don't give any kickouts. So that's our game plan for tonight.
Defensively, I see a team like this, and I say, hey, maybe if we take this 90-foot court and make it hard to get down the full 90 feet, that gives us an advantage.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to get the ball out and push and run and just wear them out. Because we go 10 guys deep, so, you know, that's one of the big things we're going to try and do is just get out and run.
When you go 10 guys deep, you know, you get lots of bodies throughout there, but you got to have 10 guys that know each other and, you know, have that feel. And this is a team that seems to really bond it together and has a good feel for each other.
Oh, yeah. You know, we play many other sports together. And, you know, football, we bonded well. And I think that just carries on into the basketball season. And we just know each other and we're around each other, you know. I think I'm with the basketball team or the football team or whatever more than I'm with my family. So, you know, it's just, you know, they become family.
We're talking with Luke Sarver, one of the star juniors on this Albi team. Luke, you know, when I think about competition, I just think about in the household. You got your brother Ryan. You guys are like constantly battling.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're always always competing in anything we do. If it's academics or athletics, it, you know, who can, you know, get home first in a vehicle or something like that. But, you know, everything's a competition.
Well, the competition tonight, what's those things that you're going to be looking for that may say, hey, this is going to be a good night for us? What are those things that are going to be good indicators for us?
Oh, we're just going to, you know, we're a team that plays hard and just hustle, and that's all. That's all we got to do is hustle and play hard, and good things will happen.
Talking with Luke Sarver, star junior on this Albi team, and Dan's caught up with his twin brother, Ryan. So let's go over to Dan and catch that interview.
Hey, that's right, Jason. With me now is junior Ryan Sarver, another key component to this year's squad, done a lot of great things throughout the year. Ryan, congratulations on an outstanding junior campaign in all sports, but certainly for what we're talking about tonight with the basketball season. You've got to be proud of where you're at and where things have gone so far.
Yeah, we're pretty proud, and, you know, we're just there to fight through the game, and, you know, I like our chances, so.
You know, we start out the season really red hot. We've talked a little bit about that throughout this pregame, but started the season red hot, going 10-1 to start the year. Kind of had a little lull in the middle of the season, and when it came time to come playoffs, you guys really stepped it up. As you kind of look back, if you've had a chance to look back on the season, what are some of the highlights? First of all, for you maybe personally, what are some of the things you're proud of that you've been able to do for this team, or maybe a game that stood on your mind that you're really proud of how you responded to the situation at hand?
Sheraton game, I got some pretty good minutes there, and I played some good defense, and, you know, I was just really glad I was able to stick it into the last minute.
And then from the team, you know, again, you're in a great spot right now coming in the playoffs. What's the Sheraton game, I assume the one at Sheraton was huge, you know, to come at that, as you talk about not only yourself and the team. What do you take away from this season in terms of your play and the team's play that you can use coming into this first round action here at state tournament against Western Christian Hall?
We just got to be able to run, you know, press a little bit and, you know, turn the basketball game into a track meet like we've been planning to do all year.
You know, I think that was really evident in that sub-state game against Notre Dame. Xavier Williams was very fast on the squad there. But boy, in the fourth quarter, I think your guys' speed and the way you just keep coming in droves and keep after them, you really tired the team out. Have you had a chance to look much at film, and is that something you think we can do? Obviously, a Western Christian Hall has some height in positions that we don't have, but is that something you guys think we can outrun them and outquick them and maybe wear them down as the game goes on?
Yeah, Coach Archer's been looking at film, and he says that, you know, they might be bigger than us, but we're definitely better athletes, so, you know, we'll just use our athletic ability and get out and run.
What I've liked is, as you've come in, is that, you know, one of those key reserves coming in off that bench, and it's usually right in that 5-minute mark, 4-minute mark in a quarter. What I really like is you and all the ones that come in, your brother Luke and Blake especially, you guys are just so quick. You know, we don't lose a step. We don't lose anything. That's not a diss towards you or your teammates there, because it's just like another starter coming in there. And that does that help you to kind of get a chance to see the flow of the game, see what's going on, or are you always chomping at the bit wanting in there and it's a little tough to sit there every time?
It just depends on how the game starts out, you know. Sometimes you're like, oh, I really want to get in there. Other times, like, all right, let it get rolling, and then I'll come in and do my part. So,
you know, we've got a week off for you guys. I know I've been practicing hard. As we're taping this here on tonight, you're kind of got a little bit of a bruise on the thigh. But other than that, really, is the team pretty healthy? Everyone looking to be – does this week help to kind of get rid of some nicks and bruises and some sores and aches here and there?
Yeah, this week's definitely helped. You know, a week off – we don't get a week off very often in a basketball season. It's usually two games a week. So not having a basketball game for over a week is pretty nice.
And going to the contest here coming into tonight against Western Christian Hall, when we're looking at positions, who are some of your keys that you're going to be looking on as far as defensively? What are you looking at to try to read and react from and what they're doing? What are some of the things your critical keys to the game for Ryan Sarver?
To keep the ball from going to the high post and keep them from high-lowing us. So.
And then when offensively, what are some of the things you're going to look to do? Where are the opportunities for you to get your shot, to get your points, and get the shot up? What are some of the opportunities there that exist as you see and understand their defense?
You just got to cut and move and, you know, reverse the ball pretty quick. You know, our scout team's been doing a good job on us this week, and, you know, it seems to be that if we reverse the ball quick and pass the ball and cut, we're able to get open looks.
Well, there you go, folks. That is star junior on this squad, Ryan Sarver. We've heard his name a lot over the last few years, and we're going to hear it for another year beyond this even. Really excited, Ryan. Good luck to you. Go get him here at tonight's game. We want to see a few more games out of the Blue Demons at Wells Fargo Arena.
All right, thank you.
Again, that's Ryan Sarver Jr. on this Albie Blue Demon basketball team. We'll be right back after this short timeout. You're listening to the special Journey to the Well coverage of Blue Demon basketball at Wells Fargo Arena in the state tournament.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Ken Root of the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. There's never been a more critical time for agriculture than now. So join me, along with regional vendors and guest speakers, Ag Secretary Bill Northey, Ray Jenkins, Joe Wright, and many others, at the KIIC Regional Farm Show and Ag Expo at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa, March 21st and 22nd. For more information, go to KIICradio.com.
Showtimes are 3 to 8 on Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday.
Just a couple of ticks away from 5 o'clock, this is KIIC Albia. And for your ag operation, People's State Bank is there when you need financing and lines of credit to pay for plan expansions or unexpected breakdowns. Start building a partnership you can count on throughout the seasons with People's State Bank. Call Mike or Ruth today at People's State Bank in Albia, 932-7887. That's an easy number to remember, 932-7887. People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
Welcome back to this KIC Sports Exclusive, Journey to the Well, as we continue to visit with this deep and talented Blue Demon basketball team. Dan, hearing these guys talk, boy, I'll tell you what, you can see the depth that arises from this and the unselfishness of this team.
Well, it is. You know, we're in the middle right now of bringing in 9 interviews here, these players' individual interviews, and you're starting to hear some of their motivation and what they're working on and how they contribute to the team. And each of them is unique, and it's just fun to get a chance to catch up with them and see what their goals are and what they intend to be for on the court here. You know, and in fact, you've got one coming up here. I think Jason has caught up with one of the other players on this team, a young sophomore, but gets a lot of minutes on the court there, and that's Blake Bear. Let's go to Jason. Take it away.
With me now is sophomore Blake Bear. Blake, you know, here at his Wells Fargo Arena, this is the big stage. This is new to the basketball program. 2007, last time we've been there. You got a couple of coaches on the coaching staff that have been there. Have they talked about what you guys can expect when you walk out on the court?
Oh yeah, they knew that we could make it there if we just had dedication to it, and they said it was a thrill when they were there, and we know we want to get there too.
Well, they say offense puts fans in the seats, defense wins championship. And I look at tonight's contest, is, to me, that's where it's really going to shine for you guys, get out and play some defense, and that's really your specialty.
Yeah, if we can just get those open looks and drive in and kick out for some of our star shooters, that'd be good. And on the defensive side, we just got to play lockdown D. And yeah.
How do you prepare for each opponent? But what are those things maybe you look at for each team, and maybe you're looking at tonight that you guys are going to have to do specifically defensively to shut down this really good basketball team?
Yeah, we just got to find out who their good players are and sag off the other ones and help in the paint and lock down on those really good ones.
New experience for you on the basketball court, but winning's been part of the culture here at Albion.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Football really set it off for us, and we knew if we got it for basketball, that'd be awesome, too.
Looks like the guys are getting in the weight room still, and so, you know, everybody continues to work on developing their bodies.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That weightlifting really helps us get to the places we want to go.
All right, Blake, for you, what's the thing tonight that is going to say, hey, we're going to have some success?
The lockdown D.
Lockdown D, that is Blake Bear. He's a lockdown D specialist, and we're going to run over to Dan Stocker, who's caught up with Vic Sanders.
Very good. Now, I've caught up with star senior Vic Sanders. Vic, welcome to the pregame show here. Really a pleasure for me to have you on this program here and to be able to do the interview. Congratulations on making it Wells Fargo Arena as a senior for the Albion Blue Demon squad.
All right, thank you.
Vic, you've had a great career here. You've done a great job. Really have come along strong each and every week in each and every game, and from year to year. You've been at this quite a while. I know you guys, your fellow seniors, you've played a lot of basketball beyond the school program. Talk about what it means to finish that up now. You're going to finish your games, your last games as a Blue Demon will be finished at the biggest stage at Wells Fargo Arena. Talk about what that sense of accomplishment means to you, how that fits in with your goals, and what are you feeling right now at this time?
Yeah, growing up, we had this traveling basketball team that we were all on, and just growing up, we all had these dreams of playing at Wells Fargo in the state tournament, and now the dream's finally here.
You know, as you've gone along this year, there are oftentimes, as we go in games, you're not necessarily the tallest center that we've got. You know, even on our own squad, we've got a center who comes in reserves from time to time who's definitely taller than you. But yet you play very effectively, and basketball isn't always a game of height. It's about want and positioning and getting yourself in the right spot. This last game, our sub-state game against Burlington Notre Dame, I thought you did a phenomenal job, especially in that second half as the game wore on. You got even more aggressive, more physical, tipping balls, sometimes maybe not getting credit for that rebound, but boy, keeping it alive. What is it about you? What are you looking for? How do you make those things happen?
Just trying to get the team the best look. Matt's been our guy all year, but we've had other guys step up all year, Zach and Mason, T-Win. Just trying to do whatever it takes to get the win.
You know, and you talk about that, doing what it takes. Also, though, not only I thought you did a great job on the rebounding side, offense and defense, but, boy, you got a number of easy buckets, too, and that's a credit to Tanner Wynn and Zach Hugan as much as anything. They were really driving. But you were flowing without the ball, and that has to come with, I think, a lot of years of playing together, knowing what each other likes to do and how to get open. You know, talk about how that felt. It just looked seamless. Was it as easy and just did you have to think about it, or did it just come naturally, given all the years of practice and playing together?
Yeah, it just came naturally, like I said earlier. We grew up playing basketball together on that traveling basketball team and been able to know what each other's going to do without the ball and just finding each other wide open.
You know, tonight we've got Western Christian Hall, which has two big guys that are going to start the game, 6'6 and 6'7 on the roster, and I don't think they're stretching those numbers. What are some of your keys? Let's go to the defensive side. What are some of your keys to try to control one or both of them, or what are the things as we watch Vic Sanders out there, if he's doing this or that, what will tell us that you're doing a great job against those guys?
We're going to really need a lot of help out there. We're going to try and stay behind, look to dig a lot, stop flash, keep a guy in front of us, and just try and box out.
You know, on the offensive side, what are some of the things that you're going to look to try to do? How are you going to maybe it's not always scoring the points, but when you get the ball, what are you going to try to do with it? What are we going to look to try to do to try to keep that offensive flow going for the team?
We've been spacing the ball out a lot. We just really need to work on pass fakes and trying to get our defender up in the air and then get the easy look.
You know, final thing, Vic, it's got to be, again, we've talked a little bit about it already, but how's it feel? You got to know your last games are going to be played at Wells Fargo Arena, and hopefully it's a plural, more than one. How's it feel to know that that's where you're going to have your final high school basketball games played?
It's just a great experience. Growing up, we always had this dream of playing here, and then now it's finally here, and hopefully we can keep it going, but I guess that's it.
Well, there you go, folks. That's Vic Sanders, the senior center on this ball squad. We look forward to a great game tonight. Vic, go get him. Give him your best effort.
All right, thank you.
Again, Vic Sanders, star senior on this Blue Demon basketball squad. I think Jason actually has a chance to caught up with another interview here. Let's go to Jason with more player interviews.
Right now.
With me now is star senior Tanner Wynn. Tanner, wow, I look at this year, and what a cap off to an amazing career here at Albia, but what an amazing senior run you guys have had.
Yeah, you know, this year we went to state in baseball and in track. They won the 4x4. They go in cross country, too, and now we bring it up with basketball and football, and that's just a great thing for our school.
Winning becomes contagious.
Yeah, it does.
Tanner, talk about this team. It seems like you guys have really concentrated on breaking down defenses by penetrating with the basketball. And to me, that gets a little bit easier when you guys are making those outside shots.
Yeah, for sure. When Matt and Mason and everyone else is knocking down shots and then they let other people open, we can get in the lane and then just make more shots for them, or we can take our own or just dump it off to Vic or DP or anybody else.
I think one of the significant advantages to this basketball team is the depth. You guys got a lot of guys that you can go to, but a lot of guys that can find their way to score. And I think that doesn't that help maybe take off some of the pressure. You know, you don't have to be the guy, and any one night it could be another guy.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of guys that can get out there and run and do their part. And then once we wear other teams down, we can get up and down the floor a lot faster than everyone else and just get those open looks for anybody else.
And it seems to me, from a broadcaster perspective, you guys really have a feel for each other. You know, you've been playing basketball for a long time together. And I go back to the days when your dad used to coach you guys in the grade school. This group of guys have been playing ball for a long time together.
Yeah, we've really played for a long time. I think since fifth grade, we've had a group of at least seven people that have played on this team this year that have been playing for however many years since fifth grade. And then I think we've just bonded well together, even with Matt coming in a couple years back. I think we're just really bonded well together.
Has it sunk in that you're about to take the big stage?
No, not really.
What's the thing you maybe you're looking forward to most about getting out there tonight?
I think when we go out there, I think it's going to be really loud when you go out there, and I think that's just going to be awesome, being able to look up into our student section and the rest of our fans and see the big wall of blue out there.
Obviously, you're hearing the clippings, and you look, and they're the number one seed. You know, you look at their lineup across the board; they're bigger and taller than you guys. That may give you a little bit of extra enthusiasm.
Yeah, you know, all the pressure's on them. There's no pressure on us. Every single week, well, after Davis County, we played Pella Christian. We were the underdogs there. We beat them by, I think, 6, and then go out versus Notre Dame. We're up 14, and they hit a buzzer beater at the end. But we won by 11. We were the underdogs there, too. So we're not backing down from anybody.
Talk about tonight. What's the recipe for you guys to have a big night?
I think if we just play good defense and we don't let them get second chances, I think that's the main thing. Because if they don't get second chances, we can get out and run and get easy points on them.
Senior Tanner Wynn, one of the star seniors on this Albion Blue Union basketball team. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back. You're listening to the Sports Exclusive. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. The Journey to the Well.
Well done, Keith. You or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to KIIC Sports Exclusive Journey to the Well, as the Blue Demons are getting ready here in just a few minutes here to tip off to Western Christian Hall at 6:35 is the tip. You've just heard from two great interviews there from two outstanding seniors, Vic Sanders and Tanner Wynn, and the defense and the presence they bring to the squad. And we've got some more interviews coming up here, but you're just really getting a sense of this whole team and their motivation as they go along in this season. Great season it's been, Jason.
When you talk about those seniors, you got depth, but you need guys that can lead, and these seniors have done an outstanding job of providing leadership. They've been all a part of the program for 4 years. These guys have really bought in. And one guy who just stands out to me, a guy has had a huge senior year, and particularly right here at the end, and a guy that's really committed to working hard, and that is Mason Cox. And Dan's caught up with Mason. Let's go to that conversation.
It is my pleasure now to have caught up with senior Mason Cox, a phenomenal shooter on this team, able to light the three up any given time, really has helped this team game in and game out. Mason, congratulations on your season, your career, and making it to Wells Fargo Arena.
Thank you very much.
You know, that is very special. Mason, as we look at the season itself, we've had a lot of highs and certainly some lows in there, as any good season will have. But as you look back, and if you've had a chance maybe to reflect just a little bit, what's one or two things that you're most proud of, either in yourself or the team? What's some of the highlights as you sit back and can kind of reflect at where you are today?
The first one that comes to mind is one of our first conference game at Sheraton. That was a lot of fun, and that also started out our season right.
You know, and I think that really is an excellent point from that game, and it was a huge win, no doubt about it. They came back and avenged that here. But, boy, it really set the tone for us, I thought, for those next several games where we start off going 10-1 to start the season, which I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it has to be one of our best starts on the year. And again, you're a key part of that. What are some of the things, as you go out there and you're looking, it seems like if you get a chance to just set those feet, square those shoulders, you know, you could bet money and win money on guaranteeing that shot's going to go in. Is that? I know it takes a lot of practice to do that, but how does that feel when you know that thing's going to go in from any spot on that court, especially from the three-point arc?
When it starts going in, when I get it, I know I'm going to pull it because I just know it's going to go in.
You know, and the one thing that those have come and seen, I think, that's been quite honestly a surprise is your tenacity on defense. You know, there's been a handful of times where you come up, and I think people assume you're going to play a little soft on it, but where you've come up, you've drawn some 5-second counts because you're able to extend those long arms and get within that range. And I don't think people realize how hard you really work on both ends of the court. You're not just a three-point threat. You really are a complete basketball player. But talk a little bit about what's the sense that you have, or what pride you take in playing strong defense and really controlling the other team as well? That's a little hard question. Sometimes I don't always frame the questions right, Mason. That's my fault, buddy. You know, but you know, in certain situations I'm talking about, where you're able to draw that 5-second penalty from the time to time, and is that something you're consciously trying to do? Really, you know, again, I see you've got those nice long arms. Are you trying to extend that so you can draw that 5-second and lull that offensive player, excuse me, into that penalty?
Yeah, I'm just trying to do whatever I can so we get the ball back on in offensive hands.
Tonight's contest against Western Christian Hall, it's no secret. We talked about it. We've talked about all pregame here about how they have a lot of length, a lot of height in there. To me, that sets up well for a guy like you to get spotted up in that three-point zone or three-point area so that you can get your shots off. Is that something we should look to see where you're trying to get yourself open, moving without the ball, getting open in an open look so you're squared up? Is that a key for you on the offensive side?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get open as much as I can and hit them.
And then defensively, what are some of your keys? What are some of the things the coaches are telling you that you've got to look for? If Mason does X, you know, what's X? That means he's playing a good defensive game.
Just deny the ball hard, not give up backdoor cuts. So just, like, deny the ball hard, but don't overplay.
Very good. Mason, wish you nothing but the best of luck tonight. It's going to be a great contest. We look forward to seeing your last games being played here at Wells Fargo Arena. Great job, great season, great career. Go get us a win tonight, okay?
All right, thank you.
Again, that's star senior Mason Cox on this Blue Demon squad. Can't say enough about his effort, what he brings to the team. And I think Jason, who do you got? I think you've got another interview over there. Let's go to Jason right now.
Thanks, Dan. With me now is senior Zach Eugen. Zach, I'll tell you, just to look at this senior year you guys are having, man, this has been a great ride for you.
Yeah, it's been something else, something that a lot of people don't get to experience, and it's been good this year that after all that we've worked for, we get to experience it.
How much does these expectations maybe change over the years when you guys continue to have success and the bar gets raised higher? You go to Wells Fargo Arena or to the Dome, and now you're Wells Fargo Arena. These things maybe just start to become a part of a culture? Or is it, you know, you've been there, done that?
Yeah, just after, you know, succeeding so far in one thing and getting the feeling of, you know, how good it feels to get that far, you just want to strive to do that in every sport, and so it's kind of carried on into other sports.
Talking with senior Zach Eugen. Zach, this team you guys are going to be facing is a tall team, you know, and they're number one rated team in the state, I guess, David versus Goliath.
Yeah, but we've been, you know, faced up against opponents and everything else, just like football. I mean, you look at that and nobody gives us a chance. It's just going to be one of those other things that come out and do our thing and let everybody else talk about that, and we'll just do our thing.
What makes this team special?
Just, you know, everybody plays together and we're all there for each other, and it's not a one-man show. We're all there just to have fun and play together and win the ball game.
From a personal standpoint, what are those things that that you and your role tonight, the things that you are concentrating and keying on?
Well, I mean, like you said, they're big, tall guys, so just got to try and keep them out of the paint as much, and, you know, just keeping them off the boards and, you know, just playing my defensive role, and it'll take care of itself on the offensive side.
You guys seem to really thrive and live when you can get out in space and move up and down the court.
Yeah, we're very fast, so that helps out, especially with some bigger guys that they have. Should be one of those things that we can run up and down on them, so hopefully we can take that to our advantage and put it to them.
We talked oftentimes about focus. Focus, in football season was the word of week in the past, and here you are in the big stage. The spotlight's on. How's the focus of this team?
You know, we've had a good week of practice, and I feel like we're all ready, and, you know, our minds are on the game, and, you know, not just looking at what everybody else has to say, you know, they're the number one team. You know, our focus is just to do our best and play the basketball game like we have all season.
Zach, what's going to be some key indicators that you guys are going to have a good night?
You know, just shooting well. We got to, you know, we've been getting a lot of shots up, so shooting the ball well, and I don't know, just our matchups. I feel like we're matching up well, so, you know, keeping them off the glass and, you know, knocking down shots.
That's senior Zach Eugen, one of the stars on the Zombie Blue Demon basketball team. We're going to go over to Dan. Dan's caught up with Matt Baker.
Well, thank you, Jason. With me now is star junior Matt Baker. And Matt Baker does everything, been a part of this team for 3 years, solid on the varsity squad, and has done a great job his junior campaign. Matt, what an outstanding season and career you've got going so far. Congratulations. Well-deserved and hard-earned. You got to be excited about where you're at right now.
Definitely. This is something I've dreamed about since I first picked up basketball. Being able to play at Wells Fargo at the biggest stage is a dream come true to me.
You know, and before we get to the game at hand, which is huge, let's talk a little bit about your season. You know, you not only got scoring mark here. You set the scoring the career mark, over 1,000 points now. You've surpassed any prior Blue Demon. It's only your junior year. That has to be something. I know it's a team sport, and those scoring numbers don't get us to Wells Fargo and all that, but it's got to be something gratifying to you, because I know you put a ton of time. It's got to be satisfying to you to know that you've been able to get recognized and be the career leader in Albia for points scored.
Yeah, it's a really good feeling for me. I mean, being able to just all the shots up in the offseason. I mean, definitely team comes first, but I mean, being able to get those shots up, you look towards those individual records too, but you strive towards them, but also as doing that, you got to help out the team, and I feel like I've done that this year.
Oh, most definitely you have, and we look at the season, it's really a great season. That started off just very hot for the team, a very, very good run, big win over at Sheraton to start the season, a conference action. What are some of the highlights as you look back, if you've had a chance to kind of think back, that you look at the team or yourself, what are some of the things that stand out so far on this season?
You mentioned that game at Sheraton. I believe that game is one of our best games we played all year. I mean, even though it was at the start of the year, we came out hot as a team, we stayed hot. We faced some adversity there at the end of the game, went into overtime with them, but we dominated that overtime. Then also later in the year we had a rough stretch. I mean, we could have very easily just hung up the shoes and call it quits then, but we fought back, and I believe we played our best two games, these past two games, to get to where we are now.
You know, you talk about that little stretch there that we did. We had some losses there, and playing some bigger schools, 3A schools, and so, you know, in one respect, you can walk away saying you didn't do it, you didn't hurt yourself or didn't disrespect yourself. But there were games that you know you could have won, and how does the team stay through that? How do you guys stay strong? Because, you know, there were four wins out of those next 10 games, you know, there's just six losses in there. That's got to hurt a little bit and sting a little. How do you fight through that?
For a lot of teams, that is very tough, knowing that you lost games that you should have won. And definitely that was tough for us. That was very tough. But we love the game. I mean, as this Blue Demon basketball team, we like to fight. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we've done all year long. So being able to come back from those games and being able to play our best ball late, it's a great accomplishment for our team.
And again, I think you mentioned earlier too, it really showed up when you came into the playoffs. You guys learned how to battle through that adversity and came into the playoffs. And you start off playing Davis County. Third time you have to face a conference opponent. That's always tough to do. You beat them two times earlier, one very convincingly. The other one's a little closer game. Walk us through that game and then also right into the sub-state game against Burlington Notre Dame.
The start off our run against Davis County, I mean, I believe that was probably our worst game we played throughout the district. That's our third time playing them. I mean, being able to beat a team three times is tough to do, especially them being in our conference. And then going on to Pella Christian, we knew we beat them earlier in the year, but we saw them the game before. They got a lot better. I mean, they got the ball and they're bigger than us. I mean, we faced that all year long. They got the ball into the post, but you know what? We played some really tough D that game. I mean, we got a lot of transition buckets, a lot of steals, and we hit shots as well. And then being able to win that game gave us a huge push in the sub-state. That gave us a great feeling. We knew from the start that we had a good shot at beating West Burlington Notre Dame. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. Just going into that game, everyone was excited. Everyone was ready to go. Everyone wanted to play. I mean, it's a dream come true for us. It's the highest stage. You got to step up there. You got to step up to play with the big boys. So, yep.
You know, that's great, and that brings us right into then, you know, tonight's contest at Western Christian Hall. Again, a team that has some good-sized bigs, some very good capable scorers, a lot of points of emphasis from them on an offensive standpoint. What are you looking for defensively? What are some of your keys? What are some of the things you're going to try to control as we watch the game to see if you're doing a good job? What are those things you're going to be doing to help the team out there defensively?
Defensively, coach has got me. I'm going to be trying to pressure the ball as much as I possibly can. Being able to give their guards so a lot of ball pressure should help out our post from trying to keep the ball out from in the middle, and hopefully forcing their guards some turnovers or some bad shots.
And then on the offensive side, what are you going to look to do? Obviously, you've shown the ability to get your shot off from the jump shot, pullback, drive, step, layups, running layups, floaters. You know, you can create in a lot of ways, which is helpful. But what are the things you're hoping to get accomplished tonight? How are you going to be successful on the offensive side?
I just got to let it come to me. I mean, I can't be hurrying and take bad shots for a team. I got to just let the game come to me. And these past few games, I felt like I've done that. And, I mean, my guys are going to try to set up some screens for me, give me some space. If I get that space, I'm going to try to knock down that shot. And if I don't,